Let's move on to this week's main event, David Hume's A Treatise of Human Nature. You read this, right?
I did. Well, I tried to. Well, I tried to want to. Actually, could we postpone this lesson? I've befriended Jianyu from next door, and I thought I could learn from him.
That's a great idea. Hume's bundle theory of the self is fairly close to Buddhism.
Yeah, no dur. That's why I'm doing it.
August 4th, 2024. Hello.
Yo.
Yo. Welcome to August, friends.
Oh, dear. How'd that happen?
Well, time, you see, for us humans moves only one way.
I don't like it.
Well, can you imagine if you woke up and today was yesterday, though?
I don't know. It depends on if I wanted it to be.
So you personally should have control over time.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. At least we're clear. We do not have much to talk about this month.
All right.
Well, you know.
I mean, we had a lot going on, so that's okay with me.
We had a lot going on personally, yes. But also, Pendant had a pretty slow month in July, so there wasn't a whole lot going on there. So there's not a whole lot to talk about now. I will say that the Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 2 is coming along great through production. So it looks like this is not 100%.
Are you all right?
No. This is not 100% official yet, but it looks like it may premiere on September 11th. So keep your eyes out. We will let you know in the September TWIP for sure if it will be out that month or not. So then you'll know.
Okay.
What? You all right? You gotta...
No, you just gave a very specific date, and usually you don't do that.
Well, that would be the day.
All right.
If it continues along.
Okay.
When it would premiere.
Sure.
Got it?
Got it. Good. Fine.
All right. And we only have a few international statistics this month because, again, shows are on hiatus, and so, you know, they're not, there's not new episodes being downloaded, and so not a whole lot has shown up there. But...
And also, people not in the United States tend to go on vacation.
Other people in the United States go on vacation, but not us.
Well.
That's not a thing we do.
It's not as common.
It's plenty common among plenty of people.
Sure, okay.
Just not us.
Uh-huh.
Not everyone's like us.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they should be, because we're great.
Agreed.
There we are. Okay. So Tilly's Trans Tuesdays made it up to number 52 in personal journals in Sweden. And The Kingery made it up to number 16 in fiction and number 3 in sci-fi in the Philippines.
Wow, welcome, friends.
Yeah, and that's really impressive because The Kingery has been off. You know, it's not, it hasn't come back yet. And the what do you call it? Mini episodes during the hiatus are done. So it's, but it's still, so that's neat. But that's it. That's all we got. So
all right,
it was
cool.
A slow month. Stuff is still moving behind the scenes. You know, Kingery scripts are going and...
Things
first half of the season is like
going.
Almost done already. And so, you know, it's stuff is moving.
Moving right along.
But we don't have anything to tell you about that right now here on this show. So
you can be in suspense until next month.
Yeah, that's what they're in.
From Dublin, Ireland, we have Ailish Jeffers on the line. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yes, that's perfect. Well done, Jordan. Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's nighttime here. I know it's not nighttime there, but yeah, It's all good. How about you?
It's good. It's cooled off. We had some massive rains and we're supposed to get some more. So it went from like the 90s to down to the low 80s. So your Celsius out there. I can real quick and see what that converts to.
I haven't got a clue. Well, we've had about 3 days of summer here. And that seems to be it now. It's just rain all the time.
Yeah. So a little above 32.
Oh, wow. That's hot. Okay.
90 is 32. So yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. It was like hot and muggy and then it downpoured and it seems to have cooled off a bit.
Right. Okay.
But now, like, weather.com says our next 2 weeks are rain.
Yeah, there's a lot of that around, it seems, this summer.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of the heat, so I don't mind the rain.
Yeah, somehow I ended up in the southern half of the United States. I don't know really like what in my life I did to deserve that, but you know.
Yeah, you get hot. You get hot summers down there, don't you?
Yes. Well, we have our summer here goes from April to November, pretty much.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. It gets really hot. Then we have like 2 weeks of fall.
Okay.
We intermixed with 3 weeks of winter.
Right.
Then spring happens. And then, and then of course, we have pollen season, which goes from January to December.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we pretty much have all five seasons most days of the year. So it's you never really know. Sun cream, umbrella, you know, jumpers. You have to be prepared for everything.
Some parts of Atlanta can be like, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
Oh yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah. That's the same here.
Yeah. Bright sunshiny day, and then all of a sudden pop up supercell, and it's like thunderstorms and limbs are flying off of trees.
Yeah, we don't get the big winds here, but we do get a lot of the other stuff.
So let's jump into it, shall we?
Yeah, so let's go.
I guess my first question for you is, how did you get into voice acting?
So when I was a student at college, that's university, there was an Irish language television channel that had just been launched. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of production companies that needed actors to dub programs for kids and stuff from English and other languages into Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone to school, all my school was through Irish, so I was a fluent Irish speaker, and I'd always kind of done bits and pieces of acting, and I'd always kind of kept in with that. And so I think I started off doing some kind of like listening tapes for, you know, exams. But then this production company, I'm not actually sure how I got in. It might have been through someone I know, but the Irish speaking community in Dublin was kind of quite small at the time. So I started doing kids programs for them, characters in kids programs. My longest running one with them was, I was the voice of the Pink Power Ranger for quite a while. I don't know if you know that.
Cool.
But it was cool. And it was especially cool when I would tell little kids and they'd be like, what? But I mean, it was in Irish. So it was, as in, I was dubbing from English into Irish. So only children listening to the Irish language television, or watching the Irish language television channel, would have heard me. Now the Irish language is a lot more popular now than it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, it's really gone through a massive renaissance, and there's loads of new Irish schools popping up, and it's very on trend now. It really wasn't back then. So what I'm saying is, not many people would have watched it. So I did that, and then I did a few other kids character voices with them. And then I kind of didn't do anything. I didn't do any, I kept up a bit of acting, but I didn't do much voice acting at all until maybe about 8 or so years ago. And I kind of got back into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mostly do audiobooks, and I do some corporate videos. I do some e-learning. I do quite a lot of radio ads. And I love acting. I unfortunately don't get to do much So audio drama, and as in, you know, face-to-face acting. So audio drama, I do as much of it as I can, as I can fit around the other things that I do. And that's how I came to Patriot.
Okay. So the stuff that you were doing was targeted, when you say like kids programming, not like, and pardon me if you aren't familiar with the reference, like Sesame Street, like young child age, you were more...
I kind of did a bit of everything, really. So it was mostly, you know, cartoons. I know Power Rangers isn't a cartoon, but
right.
There was some of that kind of age, and then there was some younger stuff. And you know, I've actually been trying to get back into it because I really enjoyed it. It's good fun, and it's good fun. It's a lot more fun than doing some corporate e-learning.
It sounds like the renewed interest in the Irish language is directly a result of the Power Rangers. Is that what you're saying?
Thank you. That could well be the case. I think we might have to do some surveys to find out. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to hear people saying that.
So.
Yeah.
How did you make your way over to Pendant then?
So, I think audio drama is where I suppose my heart lies, I suppose, in terms mm-hmm. of voiceover. I would, again, as I said, I'd love to get back into doing TV stuff. It's tricky. It's very competitive. And I'm doing my best, and I'm kind of making some inroads. But I love audio drama, and I love full cast productions. I try and do as many as I can, or as much as I can, to kind of balance out the more boring stuff that I have to do. Like the corporate e-learning, and you know, that some of the other stuff that I do is fairly dry. I was seeking out something fun and exciting in the audio drama sphere, and I found Pendant and Patriot, and then now I can't remember how long ago that was when it started, but yeah, so I've been doing it for a little while now.
So was Patriot your first Pendant audition, or had you tried out for some of the other audio dramas that we have?
No, it was my first audition for mm-hmm. Pendant. I was delighted when I got it.
And was it Maeve that you were looking forward to acquiring, or was it a different, or did you just kind of like throw that out, all of the lines?
Well, I think because Maeve is Irish, and I think, you know, sometimes I audition for American or British characters, but I think it's always kind of best to go for something that is, you know, as close to who you are. Obviously, I'm nothing like Maeve Moran, but you know, in terms of you know, accent and you know, voice age, etc. I think mm-hmm. I try and stick pretty much to you know, where I am. So yeah, it was Maeve that I was interested in. And ironically, I actually went to school with someone called Maeve Moran, who's also nothing like Maeve Moran in Patriot. but it's funny. It's funny hearing her name, because I just think of the girl I went to school with.
That's awesome. So, you know, when I talk to people, they're like, well, playing the bad guy's fun. Is that kind of how your take is?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I love it. I really, really love it. And I remember there was a play, not an audio play, just an on-stage play that I did a few years ago, and I really, really wanted the there was two women and a man, two females and one male, and I really wanted to be the bad female. But the director wouldn't. He said, no, I think you'd be better suited to the kind of sweeter one. And I really, that stuck with me. So yes, I do. I love playing the bad one. And this is, you know, Maeve is it's great because she's, you know, on the surface, she's all sweet and nice and, you know, and now it's kind of her true self is being revealed, which is lovely.
Oh yeah, but even when she's sweet, she's dripping in evil.
You
do that really well.
Do I? I was just going to say, I don't know if I can pull off the dripping in evil. Maybe a little bit evil, but yeah. Thank you for saying I do it well.
Maybe a sprinkling of evil. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I enjoy doing her.
Because when we connected and before we started recording, I was like, wow, she sounds really nice. She sounds nothing like Maeve, right? Really nice.
It's nice kind of, you know, assuming, yeah, as you say, someone so evil when I'm, it's just me. It's almost like me in my evil lair, in my booth, in my cellar. Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes I might add a little evil laugh in off mic.
Yeah. Well, you know, that gets you into character, right?
Exactly. And it scares my kids too.
Always a bonus.
Always.
So now I know that season two is not fully out there yet. You've gotten all the scripts by this point though, right?
No. So I only get the scripts, what is it, with a month to kind of deliver the line. So I can't off the top of my head, I can't remember the last one I did, but no, I haven't. I don't get them any further in advance than, you know, the next episode, a month in advance.
Oh, okay.
Just one at a time. Yeah.
So you guys are still doing stuff. And yeah, because I just previewed, if I remember correctly, it was episode one of season two.
Okay, so I think off the top of my head, I think it was 21, the last one we recorded.
18 is the last one released.
Okay. Yeah, so, 21. Yeah, so 21 was earlier this month.
Okay. So we've got about 12 more episodes to go.
Yeah. So, I don't know where... how exactly it's going, but I can make some guesses as to where Maeve's going to take this.
So, to not get spoilery, focusing on season one, any particular scene that was like, yeah, I really like that one, I, you know, particularly proud of that scene, anything really stand out for you?
Season one, I would have to go. I'd have to look through my my files and go back on season one. It feels like such a long time ago,
right?
And my memory is not what it used to be. No, I'm sorry, I can't think of one off the top of my head from season one.
Anything you'd like to see happen to Maeve, or have Maeve do any particular like dream scene that you have in your head?
I mean, obviously, I want the more evil, the better for me. I would love to see Maeve. Again, I don't want to get spoilery, but the kind of wavering between her, you know, her assumed persona, and who she is. In who she is truly, her real character is, it's more challenging to do that. So, you know, in the flashes where you kind of start to see who the real Maeve might be, I really enjoy, you know, I suppose the challenge of, on the one hand, being the Maeve that other people see and hear, and on the other hand being, you know, Maeve herself. But it is definitely more challenging doing that than just right. being the Maeve that everyone knows.
Yeah. And let's face it, you name a character Maeve in this kind of setting, you know something's going to be up. Kat's not the type to name her characters just randomly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see like the etymology of some of her characters just by their names.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I can tell the research that must have gone into this been pretty enormous.
Yeah, Kat and Chris have really put together something special, I think, with Patriot.
Yeah, it's really great.
And, you know, we have a ton of other shows at Pendant. Have you started auditioning for any of the other stuff?
I haven't. Now, I've seen the show I feel I see the most reference to is something called Kingery.
The Kingery, yes.
Kingery, yeah. I haven't auditioned for anything else. I don't know if there's any other Irish characters. But yeah, I mean, I think at the moment, kind of having Maeve ticking along and seeing where season two is going to go is good for me. But when Maeve comes to an end, in whatever way that happens, I would love to maybe do something else. Do you know of any Irish characters?
Kingery's set in the future, so the character can have an Irish accent, but doesn't necessarily have to be Irish. Doesn't necessarily have to be from Earth either.
Okay, right. Okay, yep. Yeah, Irish and aliens. Sounds good.
And of course, you know, there's Shakespeare and Seminar, and the Seminar's always a bunch of shorts, so
okay,
you never know what we're going to end up with.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
But everybody should audition. Because doing the audio dramas are fun. Getting to record
they're so much fun. They're probably the best fun you can have as a voiceover. Yeah, no, it's great fun. It's great fun. But you know, you don't the fact that you don't get to meet your other cast members, it's tough, you know, and I think it would be lovely to, you know, to be able to do that at some point.
Yeah, I think it would be cool if we could do, and you know, maybe Tilly has this in the back of her head, you know, with all of the other things Tilly has going on, if there can be like a show or something where it's done like everybody live.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I would love
whatever
that.
Happens,
yeah.
happens. We've done a round table for TWIP once before, and that was a lot of fun. I'm hoping to do another one soon-ish. And
was that round table, was it a show or was it a chat like this?
It was a TWIP, one of the TWIP interviews.
Oh, okay.
It was for the December 2022, I want to say, because I think we did it for the when I had been doing this for 10 years. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Samantha Reed, Jillian Morgan, MCR Garcia, Susan and Tilly Bridges, and me talking about Pendant and stuff. If anybody wants to listen to it, it's TWIP episode number 151.
Brilliant. I will go back and have a listen then. Yeah, I
no,
think
I don't have these memorized. I have the Pendant website up.
impressive,
right?
Very much so. Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be great fun to do something like that.
Well, I have some ideas in the back of my head. So you're also doing stuff outside of Pendant as well. Is there anything that you can tell us about where we can hear your Irish tones?
Yeah, so I've recently finished a fairly monster-like, large audiobook, which is called Fairy Tales and Folklore. And it's actually by W.B. Yeats, so it's a very old book. It was published in 1898. And it is, you know, the language kind of corresponds to the time. And it was great fun. All 16 hours of it, or 14 hours of it. It was quite a long project. So that was great fun. I have also recently finished recording a much more current audiobook for kids, written by a lady called Nina Carberry, who was she's a retired horse jockey. And she's also recently just been elected to the European Parliament. So oh, she's cool. written a series. Yeah, very cool. She's written a series of books for children about horses and pony camps.
Oh, nice.
So I've recently finished recording the first one of those. So, yeah. And then, lots of radio ads that you would only ever hear if you're in Ireland, and some other bits.
So with the fairy tale book, so you said that was from like the 1800s.
Yeah.
So the versions, like not the Disney versions, but the darker,
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, Ireland back then was full of, it was full of folklore, hence the enormous book. And yeah, some of them are really quite terrifying. You know, I don't know if you know if you've heard of a ghost called a banshee.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that comes from the Irish ban, which means woman, and she, which means fairy. But obviously, I think as most people know, banshees are usually fairly terrifying and not nice fairy-like creatures. So yeah, some of it is fairly dark. But it was great fun, and it was great fun to record it. But as I said, the language is very much of that time, and so there were certain. I mean, it's a collection of short, you know, almost retellings of conversations W.B. Yeats had with people he would travel around and write down the stories that he heard from them. So a lot of them, the language was very, you know, colloquial and, you know, 1898 colloquial, which was, yeah, that was challenging to record, but it was great fun. I really enjoyed it.
That sounds really cool. That would be cool to listen to.
Yeah. Well, it's on Audible if anyone wants to go and look for it and check it out.
Any other projects you've got going on that you're allowed to talk about?
Probably not that I'm allowed to talk about.
Never ask somebody to violate an NDA. Yeah. Never, never.
I've also recently finished it's much easier to talk about them when they're all done and out there. I've also recently finished a food guide for Dublin. So if anyone is thinking of visiting Dublin in Ireland and would like to know some insider tips about where to eat.
Cool.
And then, yeah, it's called Eat Like a Local. I think it's quite a big collection of so there's lots and lots of cities in loads of countries under the title Eat Like a Local. So this one is Dublin, and it's available on Audible.
And doing research for that must have been terrible.
It includes quite a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of good restaurants in most cities, most capital cities, but yeah, there's some great places to eat in Dublin, and it's very, I mean, if you're visiting for the first time or second time or third time, it's probably worth a listen. It's current, now. So it's, yeah, it's got some good places in there.
What's your favorite place to go to?
Ooh. Jeez, that's tricky. So you kind of need a top 10. You can't really have one. favorite, can you?
All right. Let's say, I mean, what's your favorite like comfort food place?
Well, so there's a burger place called Bunsen, Which is very popular. There's a good few. They've got a good few outlets now, and it does very good burgers.
What makes a burger Irish in Ireland?
Well, if you listen to the book, there is a lot of talk about how, you know, it's all about the Irish cows and the grass they eat, etc. And it's very important. They make fantastic burgers, and it's true that the burgers are good if you're into meat, of course. I don't eat seafood at all. So I can't comment on any of the lovely fish that I'm sure we get, obviously being a small island. But yeah, Bunsen for burgers is a good spot.
Okay. Very cool. So let's shift gears a little bit and do this thing that we call bullet questions.
Okay.
So this is simply, I'm going to ask you a question. You give me the first thing that comes to mind. There are mostly no wrong answers. Mostly.
Right. Okay.
And we'll see if we can make some of this a little more food related than we usually do. All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Favorite Muppet?
She's Animal.
Nice. Favorite pizza topping?
Cheese.
Cheese? Okay. Favorite dessert?
Ooh, tiramisu.
Favorite pasta dish?
Ooh, penne arrabbiata.
Nice.
I like this.
Favorite... you don't do seafood, so you won't have a favorite sushi.
Definitely not. One that doesn't have fish in it.
Let's see. Favorite Chinese dish?
Ooh, black bean chicken.
Okay. If you could have anything, what would it be?
To eat?
Yes.
Right now?
Sure, right now.
Ooh, what would I have? Probably a box of Maltesers. I don't even know if you know what they are. They're like chocolate covered little malt balls, like kind of honeycomb in the middle. Malty honeycomb.
Okay.
Do you have them over there?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. I think the sweets, the candy and the chocolate and stuff, that probably differs quite a bit between here and there.
Yeah, I'm now intrigued.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You'll have to come and try all these things.
Let's see. Favorite Star Wars movie or TV show?
Jeepers. I'm not good. The first one, The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Giving equal time, favorite Star Trek movie or TV show?
I'm really sorry. Never gone there. Sorry.
Okay.
Can't answer.
DC superhero, favorite one?
I don't know. Spider-Man, is that a DC?
He's Marvel.
Oh, God, Marvel.
We'll get to Marvel.
Messed up again. DC, okay. Sorry. I don't know. I am so out of it. I don't know.
That's okay. And I guess Spider-Man for Marvel?
Yeah, Spider-Man for Marvel, yeah.
Okay. And favorite breakfast food?
Ooh. Toast.
Okay.
You have toast in America, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah,
here it's toast. Bread. Heat, and then like butter.
And a little bit of marmalade. Perfect.
There you go. Yeah, that's one variation.
Yep. Lovely.
There you go. Cool. Eilish, thank you so much for taking time. I know scheduling has been back and forth, but I really appreciate you taking time, especially with you being like 4 hours ahead of me. I forgot to ask if you know what the lottery numbers are for tonight.
Yeah, sure. I will drop them in an email to you once Excellent. I say goodbye.
That will help.
We can have that little arrangement. Yeah, no, you're very welcome. It's been I liked the bullet questions and the rest of the chat, of course.
Can people find you on social media?
I am not great on social media. I do have a website, which is okay. www.ailishjeffers.com. Okay. And I have, what else do I have? I'm on LinkedIn. I am on Facebook, but I'm not a big social media person.
Okay.
It sounds like, yeah, I'm living in,
I've been lurking for the most part. Believe me, it's been hard with everything going on lately.
Yeah. But
getting a daily Far Side cartoon and some Calvin and Hobbes definitely brightens my day.
Yeah. It's good for some things, definitely.
Once again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Just the interview is over.
Coming out Wednesday, August 28th, Genesis Avalon Patriot, Season 2 Mid-Season Special.
And once again, that's it. Again, we had a couple of slow months. Things are still moving, but, you know, release schedule-wise, that's all we got for you. So, and there's no preview trailer, again, because it's a small little mini episode.
Yeah, so go catch up on what you've been missing. I know you're missing something.
Of course you are. We have so many shows.
Right? There's like so much.
Go check them out.
Go check them out.
They're waiting for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
La, 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 the show is almost done. Yay!
Okay, that's it. This is one of the shortest twips in a while.
Wow. Your little accent in the last segment was certainly something.
Was that an accent?
It was like...
I was just upticking at the end of my sentences, like some people do.
It kind of sounded like either a valley accent,
well,
by someone who has never been to California, or Janice from the Muppets.
Wow. Well, Janice was, I think, modeled on the Valley Girl.
Probably, a little
we
bit.
We live in the Valley, but nobody talks like that here.
It was kind of hippie, so.
For sure.
Yeah, that was more hippie.
Totally.
I don't know. Hard to say. History.
Yep.
Muppet history. That hasn't come up before, I'm pretty sure.
Well, Jordan talks about them at the end of every interview when he asks people who their favorite Muppet is, so.
Well, okay. I guess that's true.
But that's not history, I suppose.
It's not technically history.
But people choose Muppets from history. Okay.
That's enough of that.
Be sure to stop by the website at pendantaudio.com, the Facebook page at facebook.com/pendantaudio. We're on Twitter at pendantweb. We are on Tumblr at pendantaudio.tumblr.com. And that is that. We will see you back here next month.
This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thanks for listening. What if I just did this all day long?
No.
Just to annoy you?
No.
Because I love you?
Stop.
But you're so good? And just the best?
Oh my God.
So you personally should have control over time.
Yeah, that's right. The theme to TWIP is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0. That is the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
The end of the show.
At 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 the end of the show.
Ta-da! That's the show. The show is done.
That's the show. The show is over now.